Berkey Guy.
April Fools, and I think that blizzard was the April Fools joke just a little bit early, wasn't it? Oh, my gosh. Welcome, folks, to another edition of What's on Your Mind. We ask because we want to know. How bad do we want to know? Heck, it's the name of the show, for crying out loud. That's how bad we want to know. That's how serious we are about giving you a platform, an opportunity to sound off each and every weekday all across the Northern Plains from K-Fire 550 and 910 KCJB in Minot. KLTC Dickinson, booming to the Bakken, both from KLTC and KTGO 1090, right smack dab in the heart of the Bakken in Tioga, North Dakota, and, of course, AM 1100, the flag, in Fargo-Moorhead as well. Most of the pain that remains from the blizzard is on the Minnesota side, at least the road conditions suggest that. There's some scattered issues on the roads, but nothing blocked, nothing not passable today. All the roads have reopened today on the North Dakota side. And they're open in Minnesota, just in some areas of extreme northwest Minnesota, hazardous driving conditions, and a big chunk of northern Minnesota. In fact, almost the entire northern half of Minnesota is difficult. So they're dealing with a lot of what we had yesterday. Hearing from a lot of parents, especially on the Fargo side of things, where the storm really didn't hit until mid-afternoon. I mean, they closed the interstate, I guess, Fargo to Bismarck and Fargo to the Canadian border on I-29. I think that happened at 3:30. And, you know, you could still look out your window, too, and say, where's the storm? That had a lot of Fargo parents going, what's the deal? You closed school on Sunday night? Why? And I have to admit, I don't remember, you know, I'm showing my gray hair here. Maybe you do, Todd. But I don't remember growing up getting a lot of announcements the night before that school was going to be closed the next day. I don't know when this phenomenon started. I know it was Mark Mandan.
Care to make a list of the various things that we've become more sensitive to since you and I were in school?
True, lots, and I guess, you know, look, we're dealing with our kids here, right? So I think if you're going to sit here and said, how do you want to err? You want to err on the side of caution, and I'm Monday morning quarterbacking is so easy in these cases, but on the other hand, I don't know why you just don't decide in the morning. I mean, Bismarck Mandan, right? It happened at 5-6, you know, Monday morning. Decided
to get the word a little bit before 6 on Bismarck, and Mandan was a little after 5. So
I, you know, as far as whether or not it was a good move to close, I'm going to set that aside and say that's between the Weather Service and school administration officials. As far as when you announce it, I don't know. That might be a bit of a head scratcher. I don't know why we're doing it so much early. You know, things happen. I get that it's more convenient if you have kids at home and you're going to be working and, you know, you need to make some arrangements. So maybe a convenience thing, but stuff happens, right? I mean, kids can get sick in the morning and you deal with it at that time. So I think folks can deal with it. I don't know. Curious of your take on that today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Couple of guests. Greg Gus will join us from the National Weather Service. Two questions. One, just about the warning and whether or not, you know, this thing tracked differently, at least for Fargo-Moorhead, than they had anticipated. And second of all, are we done now? Can winter be over after this? That's my big question for him. Be here at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, Christopher Horner will be here. He's written two fabulous books about global warming and how alarmists use threats and fraud and deception to keep you misinformed. There's a new UN global warming report out there with all kinds of hyperbole in it. And we want to ask Chris for his take on the report and welcome your calls as well. Here's the telephone numbers to join us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Sally in Grand Forks, you're first to go today on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Sally.
Well, thank you, Scott. Well, first of all, I mean, there are a couple of things I want to mention. First of all, you know, as far as letting people know, when I was a kid, mothers, most of them stayed at home, and they were the administrators at home. They could deal at the last minute with changes, and we also didn't have as much advance notice. I mean, technology has gotten to be so much more and more advanced in our lifetimes that we know a little ahead that, yeah, this is going to be a storm, or there's a good reason to think so. And why not be prepared for that? I mean, some people need to go and get supplies at the grocery store because, you know, they've got to arrange for somebody to, you know, take care of calls if they have to go to work. So, I mean, you're not just dealing with kids getting to school anymore. Now you're dealing with a lot of other problems. And so
let me just inject that in the case of Fargo, if they had waited till the morning, they probably would not have canceled school, would have at least gotten a half a day of school.
When I went out in the morning at 7 o'clock, I thought, you know, what's the big deal, right? But by 11 o'clock, it was a big deal. And it got to be a bigger deal all day long. But by 11 o'clock, we knew it was a big deal. No question about it. Nobody should be out. Well, if you get a lot of kids out at school, then you have to get a lot of kids home from school, and you got people on the streets when you should only have emergency people on the street. Which brings me to another point. There are a few businesses that rake in the big bucks whenever there's a storm. Entertainment and shopping. These kids, they get out of school. Their mothers are dealing with, they're probably at work trying to get home. The kids are out of school, and then they're, instead of staying home like they're intended to be, they put themselves and everybody else at risk by going out in the storm to go to shopping malls and theaters and whatnot. And it just seems to me that those businesses would be doing a public service and say, we're just not going to be open if the schools and the buses are not open. That's my...
So you think schools close, malls ought to close, movie theaters ought to close, huh?
Well, I think so.
I think everybody just needs to make their own decision on that stuff.
If kids are on the streets to go to school, which is deemed to be essential, then why in the world? I mean, I don't think we can tell businesses to close, but I think we could ask them and publicly ask them to, you know, consider the public safety and not be open at those times.
Here's a novel concept, though. Just because it's open doesn't mean you have to go. You still can have an individual decision.
You're dealing with kids that are kind of latchkey most of the time. You know, I mean, it's not like it was when I was a kid when your mother was there and said no. You know, that's the sad
interesting
thing.
Take. Sally, let's see if others agree or disagree. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And certainly in Grand Forks, it was the right call to close schools. Grand Forks really got socked for sure. By the way, did I hear right? Valley City got 15 inches of snow? 15. You know, so there were some areas that ended up right in that wheelhouse of what they predicted of 10 to 20 inches. Don in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Don.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry I'm going to be a little bit away from the weather issue. I've got a question for you. Maybe some other people might call in and help answer this one. We got our health care bill, and they upped it. No, they doubled it. They upped it over $800 on us a month. And so we're around $1,400 a month, $1,500 a month. And, the wife and I, we have a small business. So we're debating on just canceling the insurance and just taking the money and putting it into an account and trying to figure out some other way. Cause it's just ridiculous. I don't know if you've heard anything more about, you know, has anybody else come up with any ideas as to how to work around this? Because this is just, it's way too high a price.
By the way, did the coverage improve with the additional price tag?
What's that?
Did the coverage get better with the higher price tag, Don?
No, it went worse. It's an 80-20 plan, but with a $6,000 deductible, but they also... we looked at it, and there were some things in there that went from an 80-20 to a 50-50.
Wow.
Stuff, and I'm not sure, I can't remember exactly what they were, but there were things that, you know, are common health issues.
Well, unfortunately, the vast majority of the stories we've heard have been exactly that. You know, that the price goes up, the coverage is not as good. And,
right.
we're looking for stories of all kinds, whether they're thumbs up or thumbs down. On Obamacare and the impacts from them. We talked yesterday with Blue Cross Blue Shield's president, Paul Von Ebers, about this. You asked for advice. I'll leave it to other listeners if they're in the same spot to maybe share what they're doing. I would tell you I would not go without maybe you want to go with a catastrophic plan or something that would be a lower price that would just say if something,
right.
You know, really bad happened, car accident, some kind of disease, you'd at least be covered from being wiped out from a particular, you know.
Well, that's what we've been with health insurance for, the first day I started with my my trucking business is, you know, back 20-some years ago. So, but this is it's just way out of line. We've never even used our health insurance. So it's like, okay, we're good customers. We don't go in. We cut our finger. We don't go to the emergency room, you know.
Yeah, and one of the things the Blue Cross Blue Shield folks told us yesterday is actually, you know, when they're adjusting premiums, they do take in the health history. Well, it sounds like that didn't happen in your case unless that's part of your group or something. Don, wish you the best of luck. Thanks for sharing the story. See if others have some advice.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Mom, we all don't have flexible schedules like you. We, are out here working. Many two-parent families are working. There's many one-parent families. Everybody's working. We don't have time to go run and do things like that, pick up our kids at a moment's notice. You got to stop and think about the other people. The world's changed since we grew up. And you gotta learn to be flexible and deal with it. Thank you.
All right. I think the caller, first of all, the Mr. Mom reference, that title leaves me as of after school today, as a matter of fact. The crew from New York City, that was at the my wife and our oldest, a senior, and middle child, a ninth grader, were in New York City for a choir tour. And I mentioned that that had me as the Mr. Mom to our fifth grader, and I have been since Wednesday morning. They were supposed to be home, last night, and they got stranded after a 22-hour bus drive because of the blizzard. So they stayed in Alexandria, Minnesota, making their way to North Dakota. But anyway, just quick Mr. Mom update there. And
you're not whining about your apron, are you?
No, I'm not. And I'm also not I'm not sure I have a flexible schedule as the caller thinks. I mean, when the microphone calls, the microphone calls, right, Todd? I mean, we've got to be behind the mic, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not exactly a loosey-goosey schedule.
Well, my job here, operations manager, that means my phone never quits ringing, so. two in the morning, two in the afternoon, whatever, you know?
Exactly right. But I guess the question I think is fair that some folks are asking is, Why cancel the night before? Why not see what the weather's going to be in the morning? For the caller's benefit, he's saying, well, times change, and we like a lot of notice and everything else. Folks in Bismarck-Mandan didn't have a lot of notice about school closing on Monday morning. They found out at, when they woke up.
But, going back to our Grand Forks caller, once upon a time, Lois' housewife sat at home with her apron on and blah, 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 blah. You always had somebody at home. At least that was the stereotype. Obviously, it wasn't always the case, but it was far more frequently the case back in the day, even, generations before you and I were in school. It was a lot more plausible that, mom's home anyway. It's no big deal. Now it does take a little more choreography to be able to pull it off, and the advance notice does help. I'll give them that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I think it is a convenience factor. Again, I think the only casualty of that is the weather changes. And
sure.
You end up with a day off that didn't necessarily have to be a day off.
Had there been 16 inches of snow right away in Fargo, then they would have been big heroes for having called it off the day before. So how do you know ahead of time?
And quite honestly, I think they still would have had to shorten the day a little bit, given how things did get rough later in the day. So it's a question of, was it worth it to do it the night before and cost a half a day of school? I don't know. Rather be safe than sorry. There's no question about that. I'm just kind of curious what people think. And this, what people think about, number one, this process of doing it the night before, whether that is good or bad. And, we have a good contrast here because Bismarck-Mandan did it the morning of. Fargo, Grand Forks, Lawn of the Valley schools did it the night before. And all of the statements that I've seen from the school administrators saying, hey, we did it based on, the best advice and weather reports that we could get from the National Weather Service. We're going to ask them about this as well. Really only an issue.
That's why I consider meteorology. Meteorology should be a practice, just like medicine is a practice. Because you don't know. It's not their fault, but you don't know. We should call it a meteorology practice and not just treat it like it's gospel every time the forecast comes out. You never know. They can change. I'll tell you that.
That's why I think it's, in my view, despite the callers saying, hey, we need to know. We don't have flexible schedules. I think it's better off to wait till the morning up myself because you just don't know. The weather's going to change, and it does change. You don't blame anybody. It changes. It's not a perfect science. So that would be my take on that. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A story that we have up on our Facebook page, completely different topic, but I do want to spend some time on this at some point today, and I have a question about it. The USDA, which would be the United States Department of Agriculture, is telling grandparents to read government bedtime stories to encourage healthy eating. I have the actual story linked in our Facebook page, giving advice to grandparents on how they can get their grandkids to eat healthier, including instructions to give them hugs instead of treats and read government bedtime stories.
Wait a minute.
Take time to share. Yes?
We have the government stepping in to tell us to hug our children now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to make sure I'm getting this right here.
To give them hugs instead of treats and to read government bedtime stories.
I mean, I'm not debating the point of hugging our kids. It just seems weird that now we got the government telling us to do it. But, all right.
Exactly. You know, that one paragraph, just that one paragraph, I read it about 6 this morning, and I said, the first word that popped into my mind was creepy. It's just creepy. Now, again, it's not creepy that a grandkid would care enough about a child's health to say, you know, maybe I ought not be feeding them, candy bars and give them a hug instead, or want to read them a bedtime story. But the idea that, number one, the government is doling out the advice to grandparents, I think they've done pretty well over the years, number one. Number two, instructions, and that word struck me a little odd, instructions to give them hugs instead of treats, and then read government bedtime stories. What exactly is a government bedtime story? I don't know.
Oh, don't get me started. You and I could both fill that part out. Come on.
I think this is an example of bureaucrats having way too much time on their hands. Who thinks this stuff up? You know, to put up a little blog post and do something like this. My question, and I'd like your answer on, is this creepy or is this a reasonable idea? You tell me what you think. Wayne in Watford City, let's get you in here before our break. We're up against the clock here, but we'll get you in with a quick comment. Hello, Wayne, you're on What's on Your Mind.
So we're supposed to read our kids government-approved stories. Whatever happened to, Bible stories and stuff like that?
That's not approved.
That's now taboo. That's taboo now, right?
Yeah, that's not approved. You have a separation of church and state. That can't possibly be approved.
I mean, and then they wanted to do good food. You know, when I went to stay with my grandparents as a kid, they had the first approved sun-kissed orange ranch in the state of California. Man, my grandparents made some of the best, healthiest food in the world. What is this nonsense? Come on, why is everybody a baby? We can't live our own life? What's going on here? What happened to personal responsibility, guys?
Here's what they put in their grandparents help kids develop good eating habits blog post yesterday. Suggestion for you, Wayne. Discuss the likes and dislikes of different foods and talk about what they eat at school or at home. Involve your grandkids in selecting and preparing foods for meals and offer the same foods to everyone. Avoid making different dishes to please young, fussy eaters.
So we're going to go around the parents and go at them through the grandparents now, right?
I guess so. I'm with you, Wayne.
They love those back doors.
There you go.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is a solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Across the Northern Plains, digging out from a blizzard. How's that for an April Fool's joke? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Your comments on our Facebook page on this story about the USDA telling grandparents to read government bedtime stories to their grandkids to encourage healthy eating is nothing short of hilarious. This is just creepy, says Vicky. Read them stories. Winnie the Pooh, Mother Goose, Anne of Green Gables, for heaven's sake. Kids don't need government indoctrination on food as bedtime reading. Gene in Valley City want to weigh in on this, too. What's your take, Gene? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning. I suppose one of our bedtime stories for the grandkids could be... Meat-free Mondays. Remember last fall when USDA come out and said, meat-free Mondays? Maybe that'd be a bedtime story.
Yeah, meat-free Monday. Yeah, what was the push behind that again?
I don't know, but I think it had something to do with Michelle. You know, we can't eat meat. We got to be healthy. With the number of cattle and hogs that there are left in this country, we may be going to have meat-free Mondays.
That's a scary thought, isn't it?
Yes.
Yet, speaking of the USDA, that's one of the reasons supposedly they're pushing for a lift on the Brazilian beef ban, which I've heard suggestions that they're concerned that the price is going to spike, and they're concerned about that, so they're... wanting to lift that concern rather than others, which I know does not please U.S. producers.
I used to get mad when I used to see all the Canadian cattle coming in, you know, the trucks from the north. Okay, we can't supply the demand, so let the Canadian cattle come. And Brazil can keep their foot-and-mouth cattle down there. That's my take on it.
I appreciate your take, Gene. Thanks a bunch for the call today. 800-228-0. You bet. Thanks, and appreciate you listening. 701-258-0550. Greg Gust, meteorologist from the National Weather Service, is here. Two topics to tackle with Greg. One, some grumbling among mainly parents in the Fargo-Moorhead region about the storm arriving late and whether or not there was a need for schools to close. Most of the schools have said, look, we rely on the Weather Service. So I want to tackle that and also just find out if this is the final significant weather event of 2014, winter weather event, I should say, of 2014, at least the spring. Let's hope. Greg, how are you? Welcome back.
Well, hello.
So let's start with the timing and the track on the Fargo thing. I think it's really just a little circle around Fargo-Moorhead because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but the vast majority of the forecast area got exactly what you predicted when you predicted it. Am I right?
Well, you are. And you know, you probably take a 15-mile radius around Fargo. And if you drop to the south or the east or the west, there was a lot more freezing rain, ice pellets, and that kind of stuff that was occurring through the late forenoon. Geez, I think 10 o'clock or so on to noon, you know, it was moving up into Valley City, up through Wahpeton, up into Detroit Lakes, and those areas. All I can say is, gee, I'm sorry Fargo didn't get more, but recognizing that, yeah, the storm itself was probably a little slower moving through the morning and a little warmer down in that southern sector. So as a result, you know, the actual snow was delayed getting in there. So with that, you know, I recognize and, you know, appreciate what people had to go through to sit there and watch nothing happening. Meanwhile, we were watching a whole lot of the state where a lot of stuff was happening. So I guess, you know, I got plenty of comments also from people saying better safe than sorry. One thing, you know, please know that we don't actually close schools, the Weather Service, just like, you know, we put out blizzard warnings, and we had a warning out saying we were expecting a blizzard and indicating the likely time to be through that early morning, forenoon time period, and it was later than that, so that's certainly our error. We were in contact with a few different school districts, though. I'm not going to name them, but around the area, and they held off. They didn't. They either didn't run rural buses, but they kept the schools going through the morning, and then sent kids home in the early afternoon. So there were some that made that type of decision, but clearly, any area, Jamestown toward Hillsboro and north, you know, that shut things down at the get go. Was definitely the right thing to do, because that came in hard and strong and didn't let up once it did. So there you go. We put out our best information, and just like anybody else, we're in the middle of it as it's occurring.
And this was a significant weather event, really. I mean, it was very worthy of the blizzard label, wasn't it? With those winds upwards of 50, and what was the highest snowfall amount we've heard reports of? 15 in Valley City. Who gets the prize?
Yeah, we've got better than a foot. Let's see, I think 12 and a half up by Anamoos, and another about that much over toward you know, into the backside of Dickinson Bowman. 10, 11 inches back in through there. I think I'm just looking to the west. Weather Service in Bismarck had 8.1 inches right in there. And then it, so I think, Minot only had a couple of inches right in the Minot area. And then it increased very quickly as you got from there, either toward Devil's Lake or closer in toward Garrison. Then, up through here, I'm looking and I see that 17 and a bit up by Roseau, 15 and a half by Argyle. What would Grafton come in, Bill? They were way up there. Grafton, I think, was our winner. Oh, Park River is 16, but I heard somewhere. Now I'm looking through all these reports because we're still adding up snow. Roseau was 17.8 inches. Valley City, 14 and a half. So I've heard tell of there's 19.1 inches by Lincoln in Walsh County, so that's west of Grafton. So again, just pushing up toward 20 inches of snow up there in Walsh County into Kitson County and Marshall County. So Grand Forks, we're sitting here at about a foot, and then from there you start decreasing as you head south. So what do I have for? It's a lot of numbers here.
Sounds like it. And I guess the bottom line is, with that amount of snow and with the winds. This was very worthy of a blizzard, and in this case, you know, a good advance warning, and in many cases, the schools closing the night before out of
I think so.
Little precautions.
You know, the waiting, you know, the night before was helpful for a lot of people to make plans. If they wait till the early morning, then people are complaining that how come they waited that long. In our world, you know, from a weather guy standpoint, we would advise, well, we're putting out that warning so that people can make those decisions, you know, in the overnight and in the early morning on how they're going to react to that. But recognizing that the earlier you make the decision, then you don't have much, you know, you're kind of boxing yourself into a corner. So that's the way it is if you err on the side of caution. Issues of ice were interesting because that, again, developing down, back down from Oaks, Lisbon, Gwinner area before noon, and then there were some areas throughout the afternoon. I know Detroit Lakes up toward Bemidji down into Park Rapids area. I don't know, Wahpeton, I think, too, they were getting in the neighborhood of eighth of an inch, quarter of an inch of glare ice, and then ice pellets on top, sleet on top of that. So that's a lousy situation to get ice like that and then snow on top too. So makes for pretty tough conditions. But we didn't get tornadoes up into our area here.
Oh, yeah, although there were some thunderstorms, right? I mean, there were some thunderstorms.
And we had all the way from the forenoon throughout the afternoon, even up till 5-6 o'clock in the evening, there were thunderstorms embedded in the stuff that was moving up both sides of the Red River, all the way as far north as Thief River and Roseau on the Minnesota side, all the way up past Grand Forks, almost to Grafton on the North Dakota side. There were actually tornadoes, Brookings area, funnel clouds sighted there, touchdowns on the Minnesota side of the border, Canby, St. Leo, that area. So there was damaging tornadoes occurring yesterday afternoon, 2 hours, 2.5 hours before the blizzard moved into those areas. So
by the way,
go.
Is this it for winter now? Can we call winter over now?
I knew that question was coming, so I was trying to dodge it. We do have a little bit of precipitation that is coming in here just through the middle part of this week. And that is mainly at this point going to be to the south of the Fargo area, south of the Grand Forks area. Hopefully it'll stay across eastern South Dakota into southern Minnesota. And that's on Wednesday. There's going to be a little bit trying to arc up through western North Dakota, west central Minnesota, or North Dakota. We'll see. It could get up into Wahpeton. It could get up into Jamestown area, we'll see. But that's coming in Wednesday night into Thursday. Should be mainly wet. That system is coming through. That's going to be a big Colorado low, but it's, like I said, a southerly track. After that, not much showing up in the old computer model world till early part of the next week on Monday with, again, some Sunday night, Monday, some stuff coming around. So not dry. Big storm across South Dakota, southern Minnesota here later this week. It's kind of active. It's spring.
It is. Well, we'll take spring-like weather. Just enough of this blizzard stuff. Greg, thanks for the update. Appreciate the
Well, hopefully we won't
report.
Get too much more wet.
There you go. National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Gust with us. Back to your calls next on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Spring sprung, and that means new hours for the North Dakota Truck Wash. Megan is on the phone, the manager there. Megan, tell us about your new hours.
We will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, starting April 6th.
And, of course, these are the folks that know that deep cleaning process, the custom Bakken chemistry, the new sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota. They have two inside heated bays. If you need directions, give them a call at 701-628-1550, 24-7 starting April 6th, the North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Senex, Stanley.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do what they do. You ask some great questions, and we try and get you answers here, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, one of our sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. You can leave your questions at ndfb.org. That's their website under the contact page. You can also find out about all kinds of great things that the Farm Bureau has to offer at that website, bringing ag home. So the question that came in today was, why do ranchers have so much hay and forage stacked up in fields and on their farms? Good question. How about a good answer? Ken, a rancher from Shields, agreed to answer that one for us. So, Ken, tell us, why do ranchers have so much hay and forage in their fields and on their farms?
Three reasons why you see a lot of hay sitting around this year is, number one, last year was a fairly good year for hay production in the state, so that contributed to it. Another reason is, I know in my area, we went through 7 years of drought here from 2001 through 2007, I think producers still have that in the back of their minds, and I think they're a little more diligent about putting up as much hay as possible. Another reason why you see a lot of it still out is I know the winter moved in quite early and the harvest was late. Moving hay got kind of put on the back burner, and with the cold winter and some areas had a lot of snow, it just made it difficult to get it in. So I think those are the three major factors of why we see so much hay in the fields and even in the farmyards this year.
Great answer, Ken. Appreciate that. Ask your questions, why farmers do what they do, at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home, ndfb.org. And they do some great work. They are the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Also a voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Find out more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at ndfb.org. Also brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Looking forward to broadcasting live for their open house later this week. As a matter of fact, we'll be at the store in Mandan. Can't wait to talk to some more growers, because whenever I chat with them, they tell me some great stories about those Apache sprayers. Chris, a grower, said, you know, I didn't look anywhere else because I'd had our Apache 790 for nine seasons, had so few breakdowns with it. Very impressive. I was surprised with the resale value on it. Almost as much as we paid for it new. That's a win-win. It's going to cost me less to buy. It's going to cost me less to own. What more could I ask for? Doesn't matter what piece of equipment you're buying. Those are two things you want, the lowest cost and the best return on your investment. And I know it gives me both. Danny says, as we're spraying and watching the suspension work, it reinforces how much shock it's absorbing. I can go through a bump or a small dip or a waterway and watch the front suspension flex to its maximum. I barely feel it. It's a visual reminder that, boy, this is a pretty good ride, doing what it's supposed to do to keep the booms level and the spray height consistent. Just take it from the growers themselves about why they love these High Plains Apache sprayers. From High Plains Apache Frontier, call them at 297-6464, south of Fargo, or Mandan, 663-2375, or online at highplainsapache.com. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Hello, I'm calling about the health care dilemma that we have here, this Obamacare nonsense. I've heard many, many people say they're paying twice what they did before and they get half the coverage. I heard on the radio a doctor talking about a health pool, for lack of a better word, but essentially you pay the doctor directly for your smaller fees, like, you know, a checkup or I suppose maybe a sprained arm or something like that, and then you have catastrophic insurance on the side. So it works out to be way better health care, way less money, and it apparently qualifies for this healthcare mandate. But if you do a search on the internet, you can probably find several of them. I apologize, I do not remember the names of them, but hopefully that'll help a lot of people and we can get around this Obamacare nonsense. Have a great day.
All right, somebody looking to help there. I'm going to call earlier, ask for some suggestions. So there you go. A helpful audience in What's on Your Mind world there. 800-228-0550, 701-258. 0550. A lot of comments rolling in on the story we shared in dismay today about the USDA telling grandparents to read government bedtime stories to encourage healthy eating. I should get through this whole story. We've only got through about the first two paragraphs and stopped in utter disbelief here. But here's some of the things folks are saying about it. Jamie says it sounds like decent advice, except for the government bedtime stories thing. Yeah, no kidding. He suggests Rush Revere and the First Patriots would be the best thing to read to your kids. Normal says government believes we are all so stupid, they have to tell us what to do all the time. Yep, no brains for all is the new government program. Klaus says, plain and simple, none of your business, government. Lori says, I want my country back. Larry says, thank God for the government, or I couldn't even figure out a bedtime story. I don't know how we survived this long.
You don't think that Nancy Pelosi would read Rush Revere to her, like, grandchildren or something, do you?
Here's what I'd love for Nancy Pelosi to do. To decide what the best story for her grandchildren is, without any guidance from somebody sitting in a cubicle at the USDA thinking up a Monday blog post.
Here's an idea. Don't tell me I need to hug my kids. I know that. Don't mandate it.
No instructions necessary there.
Yeah.
Chris Horner is going to dig into this latest UN report on global warming when we come back, and more of your calls as we continue on What's on Your Mind Tuesday, post-Blizzard edition. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.